Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the changing landscape of private equity. Buckle up, because this isn't your grandpa's Wall Street.
Changing landscape? So, are the barbarians at the gate retreating? I'm intrigued.
Precisely. For the first time since the dot-com bust, a major stock market index, the MSCI World Index, outperformed private equity. This, according to a recent Hamilton Lane report. Think about that. Over two decades of PE dominance, poof.
Wow, a major shift. But PE has weathered storms before, right? The housing crash, for instance. Wow, a major shift. But PE has weathered storms before, right? The housing crash, for instance.
True. But this time feels different. Low interest rates fueled the previous boom, letting firms like Blackstone scoop up assets for cheap. Remember when Blackstone hit $1 trillion in assets, years ahead of schedule? That kind of growth seems unlikely now, with rising interest rates.
So, is private equity dead? Should I tear up my MBA applications?
Hold on, not quite dead, just evolving. Apollo's CEO, Mark Rowan, basically said the past 15 years of returns were less about brilliant investing and more about $1 trillion of money printing. That party's over.
Okay, so less buying and selling. Got it. But what does this mean for someone looking to break into the field? Is it even worth it anymore?
Absolutely. It's just a different game now. Operational expertise is king. Firms need people who can actually run businesses, not just buy and sell them. Think supply chain gurus, tech wizards, talent management pros, the portfolio operators.
Interesting. So, less barbarians, more business builders?
Exactly. And speaking of building, search funds are exploding. Mini PE firms run by young, hungry professionals, buying up smaller businesses and optimizing them. It's a whole new entrepreneurial vibe.
Got it. So, less deal-making, more hands-on operations. Any other big shifts?
Private credit. It's booming. With banks tightening their purse strings, private lenders are stepping in with creative financing solutions. Firms like Blackstone and Apollo are seeing massive growth in their credit businesses.
So, if traditional PE is slowing down, private credit is the place to be.
It's definitely hot, but it also requires specialized skills. Lending experience is key. Firms are recruiting from banks, trading desks, even debt rating agencies. It's a bit of a talent scramble right now.
So, where does that leave the traditional PE jobs? Are they all disappearing?
Not entirely. Junior-level hiring is still happening, although it's more competitive. Mid-level and senior positions are feeling the squeeze. But even with lower bonuses, many folks aren't jumping ship just yet. PE still has that alluring upside potential.
I see. So it sounds like the golden age of buyouts might be over, but private equity isn't dead. It's transforming.
Precisely. This isn't the end. It's just a metamorphosis. The smart money is following the evolving opportunities. And that, my friends, is the story of private equity today. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.